It's time to bring in PP, Pat Pagano, this morning. Good morning, Pat.
Yes, I'm here. Did you get to the city yesterday?
No.
I didn't think you were going.
I had to get the last minute now.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
And you know what? They got much more heavy rain than we did.
Yeah, they did.
And it was a smart decision. It turned into a smart decision because they got pounded there right until last night in the evening, where we got most of our rain came late in the afternoon or else late at night. But they got much more pounded than we did.
Yeah. It was like double of what anybody else got. So it's raining there this morning. It's not raining here, but we'll have some showers and a thunderstorm mainly late today again. In the low 80s. And tonight, showers and a thunderstorm. It'll die out mid 60s. Better chance of more widespread showers and storms Thursday into Thursday night. Low 80s. Now, I think we're going to wind up changing Friday's forecast. Didn't do it yet. But based on what I've seen overnight, it looks to me like it's just going to be partly sunny with a unusual June wind again. And the highs on Friday will probably be well into the 70s. Then Saturday, sunny, pleasantly warm, low 80s. And Sunday, sun mixing with clouds and in the mid 80s. It looks like a start of a different weather pattern is trying to take shape for next week. And it's interesting because summer arrives at 11:54 Friday morning. And what will happen is this trough that's been over us and causing this, you know, very unsettled weather, that gets shoved offshore, and in place of it, we get a high-pressure ridge building, and that should mean a lot warmer as we go into next week. So, Marshall, you'll probably be happy that the good old summertime days will be with us. Now, if I said to you, it's a little bit funny, this feeling
inside. Yeah, the song, yeah.
What does it remind you?
It's a little bit funny. What should it remind me of?
Elton John?
Oh, yeah. You saw Elton John?
I saw a Rocket movie. Rocket Man.
How'd you like it?
Loved it.
You loved it?
Loved it. The actor, I don't know his name, but who played Elton John, he should definitely be up for an Academy. He was phenomenal. He sang in his own voice, sounded like Elton John, sang very, very good, acted unbelievable. It's a musical. Don't be fooled. This is not Bohemian Rhapsody. Of Queen. This is the story of Elton John set to music. There's dancing, which I kind of liked. I really did like it. I mean, at times it was a little hokey, but I liked it. It fit in. And I liked the way the whole thing flowed. I really, really enjoyed it. Again, I saw Aladdin. I saw Rocket Man. So far, two movies that I've seen this summer. Two movies that I'm completely crazy about. And there are some great movies. You can go see Godzilla. I don't know about that. I'll see if, because there are other movies I want to see, but there is one coming out, I think at the end of the summer, that looks phenomenal with Will Smith called Gemini Man. Mm-hmm. I think it's called Gemini Man. It looks phenomenal.
Now.
It really looks phenomenal. Yeah, some of the coming attractions. There's actually a few good movies coming out during the late summer and into early fall. So, you know, the thing that kills me, though, you know they're coming out with a movie about Judy Garland?
Again?
Yes. What's her name? Zellweger?
Renee Zellweger, yeah.
She's playing Judy, and she's singing in her own voice. I saw the coming attractions to that. But I see a trend here, right? We had Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody. Now we have Elton John. Of course, now we're going to have Judy. It seems like the movie industry has caught on and said, well, Bohemian Rhapsody was such a big hit, you know, so we'll start doing Legends.
And then we had the 500th remake of A Star is Born.
Well, we will go there. But, you know, that movie about the guy, I think it's called Yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, about the Beatles?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he's the only one that remembers the Beatles. Nobody else does. Whatever happens, there's some sort of electrical shortage or something in the world. That looks very, very entertaining. Very entertaining.
Now, here's the deal with Godzilla, okay?
Yeah.
I had a friend who went and saw it. Said, "Oh, terrible movie, terrible movie." So I said, "Well, how much do you follow Godzilla?" "Well, I saw almost every." I said, "You haven't seen all 25 Godzilla movies." "I have." I said, "What was so terrible about?" "Oh, the acting." So I said, "You go to a Godzilla movie to see acting?"
"Yeah, I'll go see acting."
Now, remember one of your complaints about the last Godzilla movie?
I didn't like the way Godzilla looked.
And you also didn't like the fact that Godzilla, it took so long to get Godzilla on the screen.
Yes.
They fixed that. You've got Godzilla all the time in this, and you've got plenty of... This is the reviews have been 50-50. The bad reviews have been people criticizing the acting, which is stupid because you don't go there to see the acting. You go there to see the computer graphics, the special effects, the monsters, and all the explosions. Well, I guess this thing... like I said, Roger Ebert in that column, they just and other people who understand what the Godzilla moniker is all about, just said it's so much better the fact that the action is right there and Godzilla is on screen a lot, and of course you've got Mothra making a guest appearance and you know it's not too much longer they're already planning the release of Godzilla versus King Kong. And once again, like most people think, well, who's going to win that battle? Well, guess what? In that movie, Godzilla and King Kong will team up and probably fight one of Godzilla's old foes again already. So that should be a real good movie. But so if you go see Godzilla, you don't go for the acting, but you'll see all the different monsters on the screen a lot this time. So there you go.
Okay. The thing that surprised me about going to see Rocketman yesterday, first of all, it was a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was a late afternoon. And the theater that we were in was, I would say, 50 to 75% full.
Wow.
And it wasn't kids, mainly adults. And I was never an Elton John fan. I just want you to know that. But so many people told me that I should go see the movie, number one, because of the music and the dancing. And they also told me that this gentleman who plays him, the acting is just phenomenal. And I went on that basis, and I was very happy that I did. You grow to like him. You feel, I mean, there's times in the movie you're it's depressing. You know, it is depressing. It's almost a little tearful. But it ends on a very, very happy note. And I think everybody should go see it. That's another movie that that's worth your time. I think it's 2 hours, about 2 hours.
All right. Now, we're going to switch gears here and go back to the weather. On Friday evening from 6 till 8 o'clock, I'll be on the beautiful, beautiful big patio at the Sharon Playhouse. Crazy for You is opening up. It starts on Friday. And we always show every opening night now for the shows. Every opening night, we supply to two lucky winners a pair of tickets and a picnic basket from a local eatery. So we already have picked our winners for Friday. One winner has got a pair of tickets, and they'll have a real nice picnic basket to bring before the show and enjoy it. From Provisions at the White Hart, and the other lucky winner gets a pair of tickets and also a nice picnic basket from Jam Food Shop in Sharon. We do that every opening night now. And so June 21st, I'll be sitting under the covered awning, beautiful space at the Sharon Playhouse from 6 to 8 o'clock on Facebook Live and dropping in reports also on the radio station because Crazy for You is opening up. Have you ever seen Crazy for You?
I did not.
Oh gosh, you guys should go. It's such a fun show you'd love all the Gershwin music. I mean, I Got Rhythm. They Can't Take That Away From Me. Embraceable You, Someone to Watch Over Me. I mean, gosh, I'm surprised that you have never seen that show.
I've never seen it, and no other is going to be spectacular. Now, let me ask you a question: Are you going to stay to see the show?
Oh come on, Pat.
No,
starts at 8. I would
too
get
late
home to
for you,
luck.
Yeah.
No, but I've seen Crazy for You. It's a fun show. I mean, I just went over those songs. I mean, it's amazing. I mean,
no, never I mean, heard. I know it was on Broadway, and I didn't go see it when it was on Broadway.
Wow, I'm surprised. That would be the one show I thought you would see because it's just packed with such great songs. Such great songs. Oh, well. Well, maybe we'll get you up here to Sharon in the next month or to see it.
Well, that would be a feat, but the way things are going around here, I thought by this time I'd already have start building the sets at the studio up at the lake. I mean, I haven't even been to the studio at the lake. So, and when you think about it, it's almost the end of June.
You know what movie are you going to do this year?
Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte. Betty Davis. Betty Davis. What's the other one? You should know her name. Oh, goodness, I can't think. But what's his name? Is it Victor Bruno? Yeah. Joseph Cotton. And I can't think of the very pretty actresses in there. Well, anyhow, it won 7 awards. So it was a spectacular movie, and it grabbed a lot of awards. So we're hoping to do a good job on it. I'll let you know.
All right. Maybe you should next year do a science fiction movie.
You know, we did a science fiction movie. We did the one with the... It came from outer space or something like that, where the spaceship digs a hole in the ground, and they put a device on the back of people's necks.
Oh yeah,
we did that years ago. That turned out very funny.
That scared. That movie scared me as a kid.
Yeah, it was. That was a scary movie. Was it Forbidden Planet? No.
No. Forbidden Planet was another great movie with Walter Pigeon.
I can't remember it.
I want to say It or something like that, but I can't remember. I can't remember what it was either.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I'll remember it and then I'll talk about it tomorrow. That's what'll happen because I think it was a black and white film, but it was scary as anything. I just remember that. Invasion of the Body Snatchers was another movie that was that way.
I think you may be right. Invasion from Mars.
I don't know, something like that.
That's what it was. Invasion from Mars.
Well, all right. Well, speaking about Invasion from Mars,
I think you should leave this planet and go to another one.
That's right. All right. Well, we're going to go to another segment of the show, and we'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good, Marshall.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center, of course, with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.